Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, it's Laura. I'm taking some time off this week to vacation with family at the beach, and I thought you might enjoy this show from the archives. When I looked back at it, I realized there's kind of a funny thing about this show. You'll hear me mention one of my favorite books. It's The One Thing, co-authored by Jay Papasan. Jay lives in Austin, and since this show aired, we've met, and I've had the pleasure of spending some time with him and getting to know him and his wife. I also interviewed Jay in episode number 483, called The Simple Truth Behind Growing Rich. So if you like this show and you want more tips and motivation to stay focused on what really matters, I think you'll enjoy that show as well. And I'll be back next week with a new episode. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert, speaker, spokesperson, and award-winning author. My mission is to help you get the knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money with confidence and create a richer life. Thanks so much for joining me, especially if you're new to the show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast because I've got some great shows coming up that you will not want to miss. And if you're a longtime listener who's already subscribed, I really want to thank you for being a part of this amazing community. Keep the questions and feedback coming. Many of the topics that I choose to cover come directly from the great questions that you send in. To see today's show notes, go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Look for episode number 477 called How to Stay Disciplined and Do More with Your Money. Today's episode is brought to you by M.M. LaFleur. M.M. LaFleur takes the work out of dressing for work by offering luxurious, pragmatic clothing and personal styling to today's busy professional woman. Each M.M. LaFleur customer works one-on-one with an M.M. stylist to build her work wardrobe in a systematic, personalized way. All you have to do is take a quick online survey, and an M.M. stylist will send you a bento box of 4 to 6 wardrobe staples and accessories, handpicked just for you. Once your bento arrives, you have 4 days to try everything on. Then keep what you like and send the rest back. It's completely free to try, and because they're not a subscription service, there's no commitment. Try a bento yourself. Visit mmbento.com. That's mmbento.com. If you're like me, at some point in your life, you felt frustrated, overwhelmed, or confused about a big financial decision. Maybe you've wondered if you should empty a retirement account to pay off debt, buy a home, splurge on a vacation, or take a job in a new city. Most of us waffle about whether we should or shouldn't spend money or make key financial moves. So in this podcast, I'm going to give you a framework that I use to make better money decisions in less time with a lot more clarity and confidence. I think it's a great topic to cover as we approach a new year and we really think about getting focused on finances. You probably know that you should have financial goals to steer your decision-making, right? Well, sometimes we don't set goals because it seems like creating a page full of targets is just too complicated. Maybe you feel like it's a waste of time because you created financial goals in the past, but they didn't help you because you completely forgot about them after just a few weeks or even a few days later. Or perhaps you've been putting off creating goals because you're not sure what they should be in the first place. I totally relate to all of that pushback related to goals, so I'm going to give you a completely different way to think about having success with your finances. I call it your one money objective. Your one money objective is simply a single word or even a short phrase that gives direction to your entire financial life. The idea for creating One Money Objective came to me after reading the book called The One Thing. It's a bestseller by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. Maybe you've read it. I've probably talked about it before in previous shows. It's a terrific book, and the premise is that you're more likely to find success when you dismiss distractions and narrow your concentration to one thing. The One Thing made me realize that trying to focus on too many financial goals can easily clutter your mind and put distance between the actions you take and what you want to achieve. So instead of thinking big, in this show, I want to invite you to think small, very, very small. There are only so many hours in the day, so getting laser focused on one money objective can make you more effective when faced with a major money dilemma or when you just need a fresh perspective to get your finances back on track. Choose one word or phrase that encapsulates what you absolutely desire for your financial life. Having to boil down your goals into one word forces you to get to the point, and it's so much easier to remember than an overblown, complicated financial plan. Now, I'm not saying that your overall objective for your financial life shouldn't be big, but what I am saying is that success comes as a series of small wins. You make one good decision, and then another, and another. Over time, the positive effects of each small decision build up for massive success. Here's a quote from The One Thing. When you see someone who has a lot of knowledge, they learned it over time. When you see someone who has a lot of skills, they develop them over time. When you see someone who has done a lot, they accomplished it over time. When you see someone who has a lot of money, they earned it over time. The key is time. Success is built sequentially. It's one thing at a time. So just like multitasking usually backfires and causes you to be less productive, trying to accomplish too much or to make too many changes to your financial habits at once is generally a recipe for disaster. Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. You're probably wondering how it's possible to prioritize one single aspect of your finances when it all seems critical for success. With so many things that you should or could do to improve your personal finances, how do you decide what's most important right now? Well, there are many different pieces of good money management. But here's the secret. They don't all matter equally. The Pareto Principle, which is also known as the 80-20 rule, is a great structure to apply to your finances. It says that there's an unequal relationship between inputs and outputs. In many situations, roughly 80% of effects come from 20% of causes. In other words, a small amount of input is typically responsible for most results. Pareto was an Italian economist who showed that approximately 80% of the land in Italy in the late 1800s was owned by 20% of the population. He also observed that 20% of the pea pods in his garden contained 80% of the peas. In business, companies may observe that 80% of profit comes from 20% of customers. It's likely that 80% of complaints come from 20% of clients, and 80% of sales are achieved by 20% of the sales force. The 80-20 rule shows that dramatic improvements can be made when you understand what's responsible for most of your results. This can be challenging because sometimes what's most important gets buried under an avalanche of what's unimportant. High achievers have a talent for being able to separate the two, no matter if we're talking about improving your health, relationships, career, or finances. Successful people know what's essential and act on what matters sooner rather than later. Less successful people typically also know what they should be doing, but they don't do it. They make excuses, procrastinate, or just hope that everything will turn out okay. So what I'm recommending is that you identify one money objective that's most important to you so you can live it with gusto, passion, and clarity. Dig deep to uncover what financial activity or concept drives you and gets the results you want more than anything else. Your one money objective may remain constant for your entire life, or it could be a, quote, word of the year that captures your aspiration and motivation right now and then is reevaluated in 12 months. If you could take a vacation to anywhere in the world, where would you go? I've always wanted to take a Mediterranean cruise. Well, chances are no matter where you want to go, Princess Cruises can take you there. Voted best itineraries, Princess Cruises sails to over 360 destinations worldwide. Plus, they offer an unbeatable value because all your accommodations, dining, entertainment, and transportation are included in your fare. Better yet, there's never been a better time to plan a vacation with Princess Cruises than during one of their most popular sales of the year. Three for free. On over 200 cruises across every destination, guests will enjoy free onboard spending money, free gratuities, and a free stateroom location upgrade. Just visit princess.com/money for details. That's princess.com/money. And I also want to thank Money One Federal Credit Union for their support. Are you thinking about buying a car or refinancing your current auto loan? Money One Federal Credit Union is offering rates as low as 1.74% APR on car loans on new and used vehicles. Fast and easy pre-approvals, flexible terms with up to 100% financing, free car buying service, and more. This is a limited time offer, so act now. And do you belong to a financial institution that saves you money? Well, Money One Federal Credit Union can help you with that too. They offer an array of financial services like checking, savings, investment services, financial coaching, online banking, mobile app, free bill pay, and free ATM access nationwide. They go the distance to help you be your financial best. Visit moneyonefcu.org to apply today. That's moneyonefcu.org, federally insured by NCUA. All right, getting back to your one money objective. My one money objective has always been retirement. And I'm thankful that my husband shares that objective. I'm passionate about investing enough for retirement, so I'll always be able to maintain my lifestyle if I can't work or if I want to work less. Being clear about that objective helps us focus every financial decision. If making a change, like buying a bigger home or borrowing money to start a new business, would jeopardize our ability to fully invest for retirement, we don't do it. We fund our retirement accounts first and choose to live in a smaller place, drive less expensive cars, and spend less on vacations than we could afford. We just don't even think about spending money that's earmarked for retirement because it's our number one financial objective. Your one money objective might be family, charity, or self-employment. A good way to narrow it down is to consider what's causing any financial stress that you may be feeling right now. If your finances are not supporting your core values, it can show up as anxiety, worry, and despair. Another way to recognize your one money objective is to acknowledge what's most important to you, what would make you happy to achieve, even if money were no object. Maybe it's putting your kids through college or starting a charitable foundation. There isn't a right or a wrong answer. Once you choose your one money objective, you can use it as a guide when you're not sure what to do. For instance, if you're wondering if you should raid your 401k to pay off credit cards, Ask yourself if doing that supports or defeats your objective. If you're considering starting a side business or going back to school, consider if it moves you closer to or farther away from your key financial objective. If you're like me and value retirement above all else, then you never, ever tap your retirement account for any reason. If you've accumulated high-interest debt that you need to pay down, get aggressive about tackling it by earning more and cutting expenses without sacrificing your retirement funds. To increase your likelihood of success, pick one money objective that's most important to you and pursue it with a vengeance. To stay motivated, I recommend creating visible triggers that will remind you what you want to accomplish every day. Place strategic cues in your home, car, workplace that spark your attention and foster good habits. For instance, you could write your one money objective on an index card that stays in your wallet. Jot it down on a sticky note that stays on your credit cards, on your bathroom mirror, your car dashboard, or your computer monitor at work. Another great strategy is to start each morning with a journal entry about why your objective is so important, what you'll do today to accomplish it, and what it ultimately means for you and your family's future. I recently started using the 5-Minute Journal. It's either a book or an app that allows you to really shift your focus to what's most important. I challenge you to choose one strategy or tool that allows you to foolproof your commitment so you eliminate what stands between you and your money goals. Do you have a money question or dilemma? A great way to keep the money conversation going with a terrific community is to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text the word dollars to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. You can also visit lauradadams.com to email me your money question or visit my recommended tools page. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.